Today's daf is Ayin Hey, and we got to the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Six lines up rather, the Maskevler of Sheshib Rei Rav Ida. So he asks the following question. Mi Matis Amris Chuma Ksiva Hacha. Is someone able to really say that it says Chuma here? So we're talking about, remember yesterday, we were talking about Yoledes. Yoledes, one pasuk by Yoledes says that after Melel Siyameha, after the days are complete, she's a certain level of Tahar, and then after she brings in Mechus HaKippur, after she brings the Karban, she's a further stage, completely Tahar. They wanted to say the first stage was after Truma, completing the days alone, she's going to be Tahar feeding Truma, but not yet Tahar feeding Kachim. It's not until she brings the Karban that she's allowed to eat Karbanos herself. So the Gemara says, is it really possible to say that the Psukim are talking about Truma? The first Psukim of Malu Yameha. So Gemara says, "V'ha'atane." Doesn't the Brisa tell us, "Daber al bnei Yisrael"? So "Daber al bnei Yisrael" is in the pasuk of Tazria here. I'll read the pasuk on the side. "Daber al bnei Yisrael lemork isha ki Tazria v'yalda zachar v'tamei shivas yamim b'me kimei nidas divosa tidma." When a woman gives birth to a boy and she becomes tamei and tahor, so what's the drasha here? Ainly el bnei Yisrael. I only know that these halachas of tumas yoledes and taras yoledes apply to a yid. Giyores, someone who converts, vishivcha mishuchares, a woman who becomes free and then is also a din of Yisrael, but not a born Yisrael, minayin. How do I know that they too have the halachas of Yoledes? Minayin, tamar lomar, isha. It says the word isha, and I guess the word isha is extra. Because of course you know, isha kisas ria v'yalda. It's not a man, so just say kisas ria v'yalda. Why isha? Isha comes to include other women, namely that of giyores v'shivcha mishuchares. So we see the halachas here are referring to even to them. V'sakadaitach b'tshuma. If we say that the halachas of Yoledes are talking about when she becomes tar, when the days are complete, she may eat tshuma. Is it possible to say b'tshuma giyores v'shivcha? Are these individuals able to eat Truma? A Gioris certainly didn't come from a family of Kahuna, and a Gioris or Shivcha Kanan, a Shivcha Shuchares, may not marry a Kohen. So there's never a situation where they're able to eat Truma. So once we establish the halachas of Yoledes, referring to people beyond Bnos Yisrael, then it can't be talking about Truma. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, is that V'lo? Is that really true? Is that not the case? The rabbi saw truma. We have a mefurish pasuk, a mefurish medrash rather, Bryce, that tells us the words b'chol kodesh come to include truma. So yes, the psukim by Yoledes are referring to people who could eat truma. So we have a steer now. How is it possible that on one hand referring to a gioris and shifcha mishuchares, yet on the other hand referring to they're allowed to eat truma, they can never eat truma? Elakra mili mili kachashiv. The psukim are broken down in fragments. It should be read. Did Rashi break it down? Rashi does not, but the idea is that the first statement of Bnei Yisrael, of the Abba Bnei Yisrael, Ish Kisazria, that's coming to include that the halachas of Yoledes, Tumavatara, apply to a Gioris and Shifcha Kananis. When a Psukim later on talk about the, I'll get the exact pasuk here in a second. Right, Ad Melos Yimetara, those Psukim are referring only to a Bnos Yisrael. So we're breaking up the parsha of Yoledes, so different parts are referring to different individuals. And that's how the Gemara gets out of it. So yes, it's possible that once the days are complete of the counting of Yimei Tara, then a Yoledes may eat Truma, but not a Gioris and a Shifcha Mishuchares. The Gemara now says, so Natlasa Kroi B'Truma Lamli. Why do we need three separate Psukim with respect to Truma? The Rashi bring the three Psukim. Let's see. Rashi says, Tlasa Kroi B'Truma B'Kachim Lo Yochal Arashe Yitar. We have three different cases that tell us that once a person becomes tar, he may eat truma. Why three different cases? Just teach one place, and you'll know across the board that the halacha is that a person who's tar may eat truma. So the Gemara says, Trichi, you need all three psukim. Dime arashe yitar. If you just said the pasuk until you become tahor, the one by Yoledes. So then, Lavi Adina Mamai Kasa Rahmana, we wouldn't know what we're referring to in terms of, what halacha of eating what. They explain whether you need Tvila alone or do you also need Herif Shemesh. That's unclear, Asher Yitar. So therefore, Kasa Rahmana, Biva Shemesh Vitar. You need Herif Shemesh to complete the Tara process. Because Rahmana Uva Shemesh, if you had that pasuk alone, that the sun set, Hanimile de la bar kapara. Maybe that's only a person who who never requires a kapara. One of the and the, someone who's not the four mechus of Kippurim, aval the bar kapara, the person who's the bar kapara, yoledes mitzara zavan zava, ema adamaisi kapara. They maybe they can only eat truma once they've completed their entire process of tara, namely bringing the kabanos as well. Kas rachman ad malos, you don't require the whole process of tara. Only for kachim do you have to bring the kabanos. But these individuals, after the mikvah and after the Harav Shemesh, they can already eat truma even though they have an outstanding chiyuv to bring a karbon. Now, v'kas rachmana ad melos, had you had only that pasuk by the yoledes, havimina afilu below tvias tvila. You might think when once you count the days of Yimei Tara, that alone will permit her from eating truma. But maybe you wouldn't need tefillah and you wouldn't need Harav Shemesh, kasa rachmana ad asher yitar, until you've completed the tefillah process and Harav Shemesh. So that's why you need all three pesukim. Ulahach tana de palagaled de tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Now there is an opinion out there that argues on Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar Bezov Baal Shlosh Rios Umitzara Mukhlat HaKasav Medaber. We go back now to that pasuk we quoted yesterday by the Ish Taru of Azov. Let's get that pasuk. I think it's in Amr Aleph. Right, Ish Ish Mizera Aaron, Vehu Taru Ozov, Bekachim Lo Yochal Aja Asher Yitar. He said that pasuk was referring to a Taruah was a Mitzora Muskar, who did not require karbanos, and Ozov Baal Shterios, which did not require our karban. That was the context of the pasukim. But there's another opinion who argues and says, no, the Taru in that pasuk is referring to Mitzoras Mukhlat, who requires a carbon, and Zav Baal Shlosh Rios, which requires a carbon as well. So according to that opinion, the question becomes, V'hai Ad Asheitar Ad Maisi Kapara. So then you have to interpret the pasuk is the only way they're allowed to eat Truma is once they've brought all their Kabanos. Before that, they cannot eat Truma. So once you've established that, so then Trei Krai B'Kodshim Lomeli. So let's see. The way it becomes is, now that we're talking about Taruah Mukhlad and a Baal Shlosh Rios, the pasuk of Ish Taruah Ozav is not referring to Truma anymore, it's actually referring to eating Kachim. Right? It says, the pasuk says, Ozav, but Kachim lo yochal. We reinterpret that to mean Truma. But now I think we're establishing that, no, that's referring to eating Karbanos, that pasuk. And you need to bring your a Karbon before eating Kachim. Now once we establish that you need to bring a Karbon before eating karbanos yourself, so then why do you need two psukim? The Gemara asks. Trei krei b'kachim lamli. Yeah.
The second one is the three parallel kohen that we established to be b'kachim at the bottom of our ayin
See, Rashi says trei krei adashe yitar v'chaper le v'tara b'kachim lamli leshmin in da'ad demaisi kapara. That's the pasuk, no?
Yeah, the three parallel kohen at the bottom of ayin da'ad v'day so we brought.
Right. So the pasuk in the context of Yoledes.
So the Chiparla is that second
right.
one. And then the first one is the one that we thought before was talking about
Terumus. Exactly. So why do we need two different psukim to tell us that a Mechusa Kippurim requires to bring a karbon before he himself may eat karbanos? So the Gemara says, you need both psukim. D, kasa rachamana by Yoledes. If you only wrote by Yoledes, mishim de meruba tumasa, because there's so much tuma, that's why they require the karbon before engaging in kachim. Aval bezov, emelo, but azov does not have that much tuma, so maybe he would not require a karbon. So what's the meruba tumasa by a Yoledes? So Rashi says, meruba tumasa, Shimonim Yom Lachilas Chuma Vakachim. Even though the lach is that a woman, after giving birth to a girl, she's tummy for the first 14 days, and then the next 66 days, she's actually Yimei Tara. She's Yimei Tara in that she's permitted to be with her husband, even though she sees Dam, but she's not Tar with respect to Chuman Kachim. She has to wait a total of 80 days, and for giving birth to a boy, she has to wait 40 days. That's the Meruba Tumasa. So maybe only by a Yoledes, where there's a lot of Tumah, you require Karbon before engaging in Kachim. But when it comes to Zav, who's only tummy for 7 days, not so bad, so maybe then you would not require a Karbon to eat Kachim. Even before bringing the Karbon, one would be allowed to eat Kachim. Kamashman from the Pasuk of Taruah Ozav, that even Kachim has to be delayed until they bring the Karbon themselves. V'ikas Rachman of Zav, if you only have the Pasuk by Zav, that he has to bring the Karbon before eating Kachim, Bizav de lohutar michlalo. Because Zav, there's no heter. When the person sees the Ziva, he's Tame. There's no heter. Aval, Yoledes, who, we, as we said before, even though she sees Dam after 14 days for a girl and after 7 days for a boy, that Dam is actually Hutra's mutter, a Malo. So since it's a built-in heter, maybe she would not have to wait to bring the karbam. Therefore, you need a process of tzricha by Yoledes as well, that they need to bring the karbam before eating the kachim. Okay, now the Gemara says, B'mayim Yuva v'tameha ra'arev lamali. So this is a pasuk that's talking about, the whole pasuk on the side here is, v'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'mosam, yitma mikol kli eitz o'veged o'er, osak kol kli asher yaseh b'melach b'hem, v'mayim yuva v'tameha ra'arev v'tahir. So referring to, I think it looks like shrutzim or something. Right, so if a shrutzim falls upon a person, touches a person, he becomes tame, needs to go to the mikvah, and then until and then becomes tahir at Harav Shemesh. So Lamli, what's the need for this pasuk? So Rashi just points out, B'mayim yuva v'tamei at ha'arev, akarachach l'tshuma ayri, midbay Harav Shemesh. The fact that you need sunset tells us it must be talking about a becoming tahir to eat truma. So Lamli, why do you need this pasuk? Typically, mi vivo ha'shemesh v'tahir, like we learned above, that for truma in general requires Harav Shemesh. Why an extra pasuk by the in the context of shratim? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, l'negiya, is talking about touching a sheretz, the Tanya, Vitame, the pasuk of Vitame, the Negia Betruma?
Yeah.
But the Gemara doesn't say Truma, does it?
He cannot
even touch it. L'negia. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes L'negia. One may not eat it. Here's talking about kalim, that kalim may not touch the chuma. Certainly a person as well. A person who did go to the mikvah but did not yet experience Harav Shemesh, he's going to be metame chuma by negiya alone. So that's what this pasuk is referring to. So Tanya, the Brisa tells us, V'tame, says the pasuk, he's going to become Tame, or the person will become Tame, Yachol L'chol, maybe he'll become Tame with respect to everything. Tame L'omer V'tahir. No, he's Tar. Well, he's Tar, Yachol L'chol. If he's Tar, maybe he's going to be Tar for everything. Tame L'omer V'tame, he's Tame. Well, is this person who goes to the mikvah before before Harav Shemesh, is he Tame or is he Tar? The pasuk says, I'll see the whole thing, but B'mayim yuva, v'tamei arharav v'tahir. It calls a person tamei and tahor. So, ha'ketzad. So I would think the pasuk, by the way, would be, once he goes to the mikveh, he's still tamei, and Harav Shemesh, he becomes tahor.
Right, that was also thinking. That's a pasuk shat, right?
So as you look at Rashi, Rashi writes v'tamei, b'mayim yuva v'tamei, af l'achar b'yes mayim karo tamei, he's still tamei. Then Rashi says, yachol l'chol, havi tamei, maybe he's tamei with respect to everything, tamei l'mer v'tahir. Umidiloksiv vayitaher mashma dimekara kai kodim Harav Shemesh. It doesn't say that now he will become tar after Harav Shemesh. It says he was tar even before Harav Shemesh. That's a diak. So how could it be that he's both tame and tahor after tevila before Harav Shemesh? So the Gemara says, Hakeitzad, how is this possible? Kan le meiser, kan le truma. With respect to meiser, which is going to be more mekel as we've seen, he's going to be tahor. He can eat meiser sheni. But with regards to Truma, he has to wait until Harav Shemesh. So the Gemara, so that's all. This whole brisa, this extra pasuk by Shratim is teaching us that even by Negi alone, it's going to be Tameh by Tzivul Yom. V'ipach, maybe you should say the opposite, that maybe by Meiser, he should still be considered Tameh, but by Truma, he should still be considered Tahor. Gemara says, Ana Mistavra, Ipach, Ana Mistavra, Kiecha de Chamir Achila, de Truma me Achila de Meiser, just like we find in general that there's a stringencies in eating the truma more so than by meiser, namely that of Zaros and Misa and Chomesh, all these things we've mentioned in the past. So too with respect to touching, it makes sense that the touching of truma should be more machmer than touching of meiser sheni. The Bais Ema alternatively, negiyah the truma mihachanafka. Really, the halacha that a tamei person may not touch truma is learned from another pasuk that says "Bechol kodesh lo siga." So, in any kodesh, a person should not touch. Azhara la ochel Oh, Aina, so this is the Azara for eating kachim. Oh, Aina Elulun the Goa. Maybe this pasuk, as it says, Lo Siga, is referring to not touching kachim. Tamil Lomar, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, Veha Mikdash Lo Savo. There's a hekesh of touching kachim and entering the base of Mikdash. Makish Kodesh Le Mikdash, Ma Mikdash Davar, She Yeshbo Netilas. Just like when a person who's Tamei enters the base of Mikdash, there is a Chi of Misa. Af Kodesh, the Kodesh that we're talking about, the Kodesh that we're referring to, must be a type of Tumah, Davar Sheish Bo Netiyas Neshama. Also has to be some action that is going to be Netiyas Neshama. Uvinagia Netiyas Neshama Leka, and we never find anywhere by simply touching something, a person gets a death penalty. So it must be that this pasuk, even though it says Bekodesh Lo Siga and says touching, it's really referring to not eating Kodeshim while a person's Tamei. But still, in the end of the day, says the Gemara, "V'hai d'afki b'lashon negiyah." Why does it address it as a negiyah if it's really referring to achila? Halachi kamar negiyah ke'achila. That's coming to tell an added chiddush that touching is like eating. And so we see a person who's tamei may not touch even kachim or truma for that matter.
Now, with respect to misa, just negiyah is ke'achila, that there's a problem to do it before.
Exactly, exactly. Shemesh. Well, before Har Shemesh, there's an iser of Tuma, and the Tuma will take effect.
So we're saying that Negiya is Midaraisa, basically.
Negiya is Midaraisa from each of these psukim, no matter which one you learn, right? Now, the only thing is, according to this Ibaris Ema, how are we addressing the question above? The question we had above was, why do you have an extra pasuk by Shiratzim to teach me that you have to wait for Harav Shemesh? So the first understanding of the Gemara was to teach me the halach of Negiya. Now the Ibaris Ema is telling me we don't need that pasuk of Shiratzim because we have a different source that's usher to touch something. So that goes back to square one. What are we doing with the extra pasuk by Shiratzim? Ah, the Tosa asks this question. He tells us the Ramaskal Negi, the Truma Mihachanafka. Towards the bottom, last few narrow lines, he asks, Tema Lari, the Kaven, the Mihachanafka, im. Once we learn this is the source of Negiya, Imkain Tikshalan Kedmikar asks the question from the beginning, B'maim Yuva V'tame Ad'arev V'tar Lamali. What do you do with that pasuk by Sheretz? V'od, moreover, to prepare Eluhein Elokin, the Gemara Makos, Mashmer D'Hach B'Reis D'Mokminen Hachem Negiya D'Chuma D'B'Kodesh Mari D'Maisi Minav Siyata L'Reish Lakish D'Moki Haikra D'B'Chol Kodesh Losiga L'Achila D'Kodesh V'Negiya D'Kodesh. So, how are we able to say this is really referring to Truma? It's really referring to Kodesh, the second pasuk. So he answers, therefore, Vinir Luri, the Hachanami Bekachim Mitokma, really it's referring to Kachim, this pasuk of the Kodesh Lo Siga. Vas Lishnuya, the Lo Nema, Vipach Ana, the Chiech, the Gavi Kodesh, Shech Mirbenigia, Bechila Hachanami, Gavi Truma. What the Ibaris Ema is doing here is don't think it's so crazy to say that it's a Chomer by Negia. We found other cases, namely that of Kachim, that Negia is very Machmir as well. Here too, also, it's not a crazy thing to say that Negia by Truma is also going to be Mitami the Truma. If that's the case, there's no need for an Ibaris Ema, though. Ibaris Ema sounds like it's giving a second answer, not that it's just trying to clarify the first answer. But, okay, I'm not sure exactly.
Right, so he's saying that it's just telling you, you just get enough of a remiss in this pasuk not to say that the case of Truma, that your map of Truma might say that. There's an issue of negiya by meiser, just like you see by kodesh, negiya is could be on the same level achila. Same thing, it's mistabber to say that pasuk that two pasukim we had before, the ones negiya, same about truma because there's a chumra there of achila also.
Correct.
So it's enough to tell you don't say v'ipachana, but really this whole svara is not it's not really due from.
I see what you're saying. Uh huh. Okay, so it is a second answer, Ibaris Ema for Ipach. Okay, now the two dots. The Gemara says, Psuka Daka. The Mishnah had a whole list here. Let's see what the list was. Psuka Daka is also to be in the Kahal, cannot marry a Israelis, since not able to have children. And goes on to describe Psuka Daka. Where is that Mishnah? Let's go back. Ayin Amal Alpha, all the way back there. Beginning of the parak. So in this, right. Okay.
I'm sorry, going back to before, to the whole union of Negiya.
Mm-hmm.
achila, the isra of achila is because there is an isra of achila. Negia, are we saying that the negia is an isra by the negia itself, or because he's metame what he's touching? Because achila, obviously, it's not an issue because he's eating it and he's destroying it anyway.
I think it's a good lamdish question whether it's isra the maisa or it's isra in the result, what you've created. I'm not sure. Okay. So Psudaka, now the Gemara goes on to say, and the Tudat, Man Tana Mishtameres Libia Psula Deraisa Achla. So who is the one? The Gemara understands the Mishnah, let's see.
Right,
a woman who's married to Psudaka may eat Chuma.
Right.
So even though she's married to someone who's possible to her,
even he cannot have relations with her.
Right.
She can still eat truma.
As long as they didn't have relations, she's allowed to eat truma.
As long as they have relations. Exactly.
Right.
She married him when he wasn't a psuadaka.
That's what happened,
and
yeah?
Subsequently became a psuadaka, and they didn't have relations subsequently. Because we said in the Mishnah that if she marries a psuadaka, she's not allowed to.
The marriage alone. There's a case where she married someone who wasn't. He had become a psuadaka, and before they had relations, so then she's still allowed to continue eating so long as there is no bia. But that's what we're saying?
Rashi in the Mishnah, Vimlo Yada, Obala Achrekin, Vahesen Asula Kodam Lachin.
Okay.
It had to have been previously married.
Okay. So the Gemara asks now, Man Tana Mishtameres Labia Psula Deraisa Achla. Who is the opinion that thinks a woman who's waiting for Bia Psula, but they have not yet had Bia Psula, that it's mutter for to continue to eat Chuma, like the Mishnah says? So Amir Belazar B'machlokas Shnuya. It's really, it falls into a big machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who Rashi tells us is a sugya earlier. Rashi says, B'machlokas Shnuya B'perek HaBala Yivamta Daf Nun Vav HaMerbez Amana L'Kohen Gadol Grushel V'chalut L'Kohen Hadu Mina Erusin L'Yichlenu B'chuma Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Machshirin. So if they're engaged to someone who's possible to them, they're what's called a mishtameres, the bia psula. So Rabbi Elazar thinks that one may eat it, and the Tanakhana thinks one may not eat it.
But
that's machlok.
Right,
but it's still the klal is mishtameres, right. The bia psula. That yisod, even though one's by erusin, one's by nisuin, that yisod's carrying through. And that case is worse, really, the case of the earlier nanva, because that was there's actually an iser when they got engaged. Here there's no iser, that was... Even though it's a later stage of the relationship in terms of after marriage, it's still more reason to be makeh because there's no isser involved.
But didn't we say that anyways, erusin doesn't allow anybody to eat even if it's okay?
Well, that was only a midirabanan because gzeira shema hevi kos shel truma lebeis chamea.
Right.
Or beis avir rather.
So we're talking now from midiraisa.
Right. And then Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afil temi Rabbi Meir. Even though Rabbi Meir there is machmir, that woman who's engaged to one of these psulim may not eat. Shiny hach here is different, that we do allow her to continue eat, shekfar achla. Since she already started eating, we allow her to continue eating, even though her husband has become a psuadaka. Rebbe Lazar, shekfar achla, lamrin. We don't say such a klal, because they already started eating. Why is that a heter? Dilo tema hachi, if you don't say that, meaning if you do say such a svara, it's a bas yisrael, shenisesh lekoyin, umes, bala, so we should say, if a woman, a Bas Yisrael, is married to Kohen, and her Kohen husband dies, so she should continue eating because she Kfar Achol. So clearly we don't say such a Svara. Rabbi Yochanan Hasam, Paka Kinyane, Hachla Paka Kinyane. Wait a second, this is very different. The only reason why a wife's allowed to eat is because it's a Kinyan. So when the husband dies, the Kinyan goes away. There's no ownership anymore. There's no Miknas, whatever the Pasuk was, I forgot. But here, the Kinyan still exists, and therefore she's allowed to eat. Now the Gemara says, Ezu Petsua Daka. Who is considered Petsua Daka? So the Gemara is going to go through a whole long, very graphic about what a Petsua Daka is.
Painful,
right. So the Gemara says, Tanur Abanam, Ezu Petsua Daka, Kol Shenivtsu Beitim Shilo, Vafilu Achas Mem, Vafilu Nikvu, Vafilu Namuku, Vafilu Chasru. I'm going to leave out all the different languages here that's going on, but different situations of Petsua Daka. So I'm Rabbi Yishmael ben Esh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Shemati mipi chachamim, b'kerem b'yavna. I heard in kerem b'yavna, kol she'en lo ela beitza achas, enu ela sris chama v'kasher. So a sris chama is something that became a sris, it became a tzedakah, through chama, heat, a fever, some type of sickness he came with later on in life with like this. And he would be kasher. Kasher for what? So, kasher to marry, I guess? So he's kasher, part of the fine regular. He's not considered tzedakah of the psukim, and he's mutter. So Gemara says, saris chama sakadaitach. Would you think he's a saris chama? Rashi says, saris chama sakadaitach, ha saris chama bide shemaim, machmas choli, v'hai lav cholihi. This dinis saris chama is someone who is, right, we're talking about a person, eino el beit achas, he's a saris chama. Beit achas was the way a person was born. It wasn't a chola he got. So you can't call a person the beit achas a saris chama. So the Gemara says, ela harehu, kis saris chama v'kasher. A person born with Beit Achas, he has the same din as a Saras Chama, who is someone who became a Saras through some type of sickness and is still considered kosher. So to a person with Beit Achas is considered kosher, levo bakal. Then, yeah.
Is that the verb whether he was born or not, or is it the pshat about whether he's damaged?
I thought Eino El Beit Achas was referring to born that way. No? That's Nistaris. I have by the Beit Achas, so the way it says here is El Notzar in Beit Achas Bilvad.
I guess there's no other way.
To truly have Beit Achas unless you're born that way.
It could be that it got damaged, it's possible. And yeah, apparently, Machlokas Hashom, they don't tell me what it is. I'm guessing the other opinions are that maybe he became. He lost one somehow.
And then what would be a true psuadaka be according to Rabbi Yochanan, and then broke people would have to be both.
Has to be no where the baits are damaged, I think. As we'll see. Mm. Okay. So then the Gemara says one of the examples we said that Psuadaka was the person with Nikev. If the Beitim had a Nikav at a hole. So that means the reason why Psu Daka is possible Lakal is because they can't have children. So Gemara says, V'nikav lo molad, it's really true. A person with such a Nikav cannot have children. V'ho hahu gavra desalak ledigla. A person was once climbing a tree. V'charze sila b'beitim. And somehow a thorn made a hole there. V'nafik minei kachut demugla. And somehow something, Kumin Lecha said, they explained something came out of that area. And yet, he was able to be olded, he was still able to have children. And Hashalach Shmuel Kamei Dirav Amar Leit Sevechazer Abanav Me'ayinheim. He says, not sure. So the first thing is we say that such a person had children, even though he had a Nika of the Malkum Abetim, he was able to have children. So the response was, no, Shmuel sent over them to Rav, go investigate to see if really those are his children, meaning I'm concerned that maybe his wife had been with another man, and it's really another father, not him. So it still holds up that a person who has such a Nika of would not be able to have children. Then Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Patsudaka be de Shemaim Kasher. So a person was born that way, or Rashid Bide Shemaim means Ide Ra'amim Uvarad Umime Imo. Through with the hail and stuff, and I don't know. Somehow in nature he got damaged from the Barad, or he was born that way. Somehow it's a natural event as opposed to.
Earthquakes.
Roma earthquakes or Barad is a hail, some type of something in nature caused him, even though he wasn't born that way necessarily, which is interesting. Rashi says that somehow Bidei Shemaim makes him a Psuadaka. There's not, he still is Kasher Levopakal. So Amar Rava Hainu de Karina and Ptsua Velokrinan Hapatsua. Ptsua, Rashi says, Yava Ksiv Hapatsua, Havi Mashme Hapatsua, Meikaro, Kugon Mimeimo. It doesn't say Hapatsua, the one who had always been. Rather, it says Ptsuadaka, the one who had become, not Hapatsua. That's the difference, okay? So, Bimasni Satana, Namar, Lo Yavo Ptsua, Namar, Lo Yavo Mamzer. So there's a hekesh between these two. Ma, Lahalim, Bidei Adam, Afkan, Bidei Adam. So just like a Mamzer has been created by Bidei Adam, so to the Ptsuadaka that we speak of is one who became Bidei Adam, not Bidei Shemaim. So Amar Rava, Ptsuadat Bechulan, Ptsu b'tchulan, dach b'chulan, cross b'chulan. So these different, the Pesukim talk about different psulim that come to that area. So psul, whether that becomes to, regardless of which area of that we're referring to.
Because
and
here is separating psua from daka, saying that psua is one and daka is another one.
Uh-huh.
There's three things. There's psua. Psua perus ptia, daka perus dikha, meika, karet perus krita.
Right, so I think psua is like, what do they say, the ptia, like cracked, and dach is, I think, crushed, and karis is cut.
Right, so it's saying that it's three different things.
So they happen to bechulan, as we'll see. What does it mean, bechulan? So psua bechulan applies to all them. So bein shenifta hagid, bein shenifta beitzim, bein shenifta chute beitzim. So any of those three, if a ptua happens to one of those three, that's going to disqualify him. Dach bakulan, bein shen nidach hagid, bein shen nitcho beitzim, bein shen nitcho achute beitzim, that's going to disqualify him. And karas is bakulan also, bein shen nichas hagid, bein shen nichasu beitzim, bein shen nichasu chute beitzim, all that will render him a ptua dacha. And so amr lei hahum rabbanan l'rava, one of the Talmidim asked the Rava, "Mimai dehai ptua daka bosamakam." How do you know ptua daka refers to that area of the man? May refers to some other area of the body. Same with Rosh, maybe the head. The guy's a ptua, a crack, or a duch, or something in the head. Maybe that's what it should be referring to. Amarlei midelo mana be doros shma mina bosamakam. From the fact that the psukim never listed the doros, it doesn't say. Does Rashi give an example? No, but it doesn't say. Yeah, see Rashi. Right, it doesn't say Dor Shlishi or Dor Asir, like it says by other Pesulim. It just says Stam tells us that such a person is possible, and there's no children to speak of because they can't have children, so therefore it has to be Be'osomakam and not referring to Rosh or anywhere else.
Because he can't have kids. So
right.
It would be pointless to say that.
Exactly.
That's very good.
The Dilma, maybe Haidlo Mana Bodoros Diuhu Dasir Bray Bar Bray Kasher. Maybe he left out Doros because the Doros were not subject to this Isser. Maybe only he himself was Usser, but the children, maybe he can have children, and the children wouldn't be Pasol.
Right.
So Gemara says, no, Dumya Dikar Shivcha, has to be similar to Kar Shivcha. Makar Shivcha, Bosomakom, Afhai, Nami Bosomakom. So just like Kar Shivcha, as we'll see in a moment, is referring to Osomakom, so to Ptsudaka, which is written next to it, also has to be referring to Osomakom. So how do we know Osomakom by Kar Shivcha? Kar Shivcha, Gufe, Mimai, Bosomakom, who? How do we know that's referring to Osamakum? Ema mi sifsei, referring to the lips, I guess.
Shavcha lefi sheyotze mehem rok.
Uh-huh.
Shema nemar shehu bisakav shel adam shehem nikraim shavcha lefi. Ah, maybe it's talking about his lips.
Uh-huh.
The mouth.
Right, that's okay, the mouth. The Gemara says, shavcha ksiv, it's written shavcha, to pour out. But makum shishofich, as opposed to the lips, not a makum of shofich, so referring to also makum. Ema mechotimo, so maybe it's referring to the nose, where I guess things can drip out of the nose. So miksiv bashafoch kris shafokasiv.
So the krisa is what led to
But it's supposed to chotemis is always shafach, is always coming out. Shafach is only as a result of the krisa. But if it was no krisa, it wouldn't be shafach, rather be mikaleach. Lafuke hai, di idi shafachu, as opposed to the nose, whether before a krisa or after the krisa, it's always going to be shofich. B'masnis etan, and the brisa teaches us, nemar lo yavo patsu dakav, nemar lo yavo mamzer. Malahalan b'osamakom, afkan b'osamakom. Just like a mamzer is something generated from the iser b'osamakom, so too the lo yavo patsu dakav is referring to osamakom as well. Okay. Now the Gemara talks about, back to the case of nikav, nikav limate me'atara, shekinegdo, limale me'ataro, how do you read that again?
So I guess it's Nikav Be'al Chison She'itchil Lemata Min Ha'atara Be'sof Hagid Klapei HaKarka Ve'nimshach Be'toch Hagid Ad She'atza Min HaTzad HaSheni Lemala
Okay, so this is the situation. If the nikev is lemata me'atara, and keneg del mal me'atara, as you said, an angular type of hole, Savar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba l'achshure, he thought such a situation would be mutter, would be kashal v'vakal. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Asi, Hachi, Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, hat atara, kolshi mekeves. Regardless of the direction, the up and down, as if there is a hole, such a person will be mekeves, cannot v'vakal. Okay.
So the main issue for all these psulim is it has to do with a person's ability to procreate.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Right. If someone's able to procreate, then there's right. certainty. They're certainly not subject to any of these.
Well,
these din.
We saw that who said that in some of these cases they assumed that it was mezane, meaning that how can you prove it? So they take, I think, general cases. If someone's tzedaka, even if somebody can, they take it as not because they assume that it was from zanus. Right?
Mm.
I think
really
that the basic concept, yes, but it doesn't go on an individual.
It's
maybe.
It's not sufficient to see that they have children,
right.
Because even though we say rov vila sachar baal, this is a certainty that you can't.
Right.
It so
looks
they,
like
they
that.
Had to. I guess they have to investigate. They have
right.
to actually.
Nowadays would be easier, but
okay. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah Vim Nishtaira Me'atara. So the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah for a moment, an Ayin Amin Aleph.
Left some of the crown after it was cut.
Uh huh.
So the issue was the git itself.
Okay. Uh huh. So if it left over Afilu Kichura Sara Kasher. Right. Right, Rashi, if you go back to Rashi for a moment on the Mishnah, he just explains Rashi v'mishtayra me'atara. He says shenichas me'atara eilach kasher. You cut from the tara and on. Dehasam bisur ma'almahu v'lo gid. Everything below that's considered just basar and not the gid. Shein gid ela me'atara eilach l'tzaraguf. That's the only part that's considered the gid. Atara shuras basar ha'makefes b'makom hamila b'gova v'shofei v'yored ad sofo. So that's the atara is the ikar part. Of the git. So now, yeah.
I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah.
That the ikar part that we're concerned about is the long part.
Right.
Uh huh.
And
I
the atara.
Right.
Oh, the atara is only basar.
Yeah.
It's only
basar. Uh huh.
So there's a margin in medical terminology.
Right.
When they amputate, they leave a margin.
As long as right.
So.
I also understand.
There's a margin by the atara, so we'll assume that the git itself is intact.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara says that the two dots from Nishtaira me'atara v'chule. So Yasi Ravina, v'kemibayle, melo achot, sh'amru, the melo achot that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that much is left over, al p'nei kula, or al p'nei rubo. Do you have to have that, what you call the margin, now you're so... medically knowledgeable, that does that require a chut across the whole surface area of the atara, or at least roll, but you don't need kulo. So amrlei rava tosafa tosva l'ravina melo achot al pnei ruba v'klape resha. He says you have to have only rov, it has to be towards the top. So amrav huna kikulmos kishera kimarzev psula.
How the chituch has to be that makes it possible.
On which point we're saying? On
no, I'm a Ravuna. It's going to say
this, right?
From that one.
Okay. So Ravuna says, Kikumos kshera kimarzev psula. So Rashi explains Kikumos is kichituch kumos shemechadkin eschudo balachson lichtov ba. Well, you take a feather and you cut it at an angle to. That's what was a pen that they used to write safras. So if you cut, if that's the direction of it, that's going to be considered kosher still. But kimarzev, which is what, like a gutter, I think, Shenichka kesilon v'yesh lo defanos v'beit sadim v'yachakak v'emsa k'min sinar. It's like a V shape, that type of cup. That would be possible according to Rav Huna. So the reason being, says the Gemara, is high shalit be'avira, high lo shalit be'avira. So kimarzev yishalit be'avira. Rashi explains is haruach nichnas l'tocha defanos. It enters into the two walls. U'miskare hagid l'tocha v'ein hazer misbasho. That's going to prevent the zer from being able to have turn into a child. Kikumos lo shalat be'avira besoch hagid u'misbashel hazera b'chimka achasa. The way it's still covered, the area of the gid, with the way it's cut in this angle, that allows it to such a person to have children. So that's all according to Rav Huna. Rav Chista Amar kimar zev k'sheira kikumos p'sul. He says the opposite. Hai garid v'hai lo garid. So Rashi explains hai garid kimar zev, when it's in the shape of this V-shape tube, garid shich vazera min aguf b'shas tashmish mazria shrei lo nechzar hagid me'ovav v'nogeya b'tzidei harechem u'mischamim emotin v'yor kechet. Somehow this affects the way the zera comes out. V'hai lo garid kikumos ayidei shenechzar ovav v'eino nogeya b'kosei harechem ein mischamim kolkach v'ein mishach mitoch aguf b'kilach el shochis. It's not going to be warmed from the rechem, and therefore it's not going to come out ki yor kechetz, and therefore it won't be able to become nispasho. Okay, not sure what to do with that. So then Amar Rava. So Rava says kivase de Rav Huna. Rava thinks Rav Huna makes more sense than mistavra. Why? The high lo shal be'avir, high lo shal be'avir. He likes that because im mishum the gridusav. It's a situation of how do you define the word garid? It draws out, I guess. Okay. So, imishum gridusa, if it's the way it draws out from the way it comes out of the gid, so mita dehave abarza dechavisa. So Rashi explains mita dehave abarza dechavisa. She cuts over dak milfanov, veinu nogea bakose neka vachavis bifanov, kshu tochvo bo ad of nogea. So, what's the image he's trying to present?
That's first thin and then it gets wider.
Like a funnel?
So I guess the spigot, when you put it in the barrel, only the thin part comes in contact.
Something that it's narrowing and it becomes wider.
Uh-huh. Okay, so and somehow we're proving from there.
It doesn't come like a chetz, I think.
Okay, somehow, even though it comes that direction, even though the same image...
Yeah, because as it becomes wider, then it just, there's no pressure, I guess. It's just.
And we're trying to prove from there that it should come out fine, even though it's not touching the koshle rechem, it should still somehow come out fine, just like this spigot works in that same way. It starts off thin.
It's trying to say that it's good, that it's not good. It's
yeah?
Not good. No, because there's, it doesn't cut your rechetz.
In the case of the V, it's not, uh-huh. It's not enough.
Because we said you can only be... makes a woman pregnant uh-huh. if it goes.
So just like this case, I guess it slows down when right. It gets wider and it's not as
that's
much
it.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Here too also. Okay. So Amar Ravina Lemaremar Hachi Amar Marzucha Mishmeid Rapapa Hayochsa Bain Kikumos Bain Kimarzev Kshera. That's why Paskin. Mihu, should we stop here? Actually, it's 6:48.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll stop here.
Right, well, we did pretty good.
Okay.
Not too many questions.
Yeah, very, very technical.